Hey, welcome back to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Dr. Jen Ryday, mom of six and host of the Vibrant Happy Women podcast, and I am here to help you be your most vibrant and happy self. Thank you for being a part of the Vibrant Happy Women movement. Our goal is to help all women be their best selves, their happiest selves, and not be martyrs to the cause of their families or anything else. Your life isn't about a pile of dishes or a pile of laundry. It's about living your purpose, being happy, showing your loved ones what it means to be happy. So welcome to the show. As you may have heard, we just celebrated 100 episodes of Vibrant Happy Women. To celebrate, we are going to give away several $100 gift cards to Amazon.com, and I want you to win one of them. To sign up, it's super easy. All you have to do is enter to win at jenryday.com/giveaway. You can receive more entries to win by sharing the Vibrant Happy Women podcast on social media using the hashtag Vibrant Happy Women. Also, did you know we have a hotline? We want to build community. We want to build discussion around all of these episodes and these topics. So if you want to leave a message at any time discussing something you thought about after an episode or something you want to ask the guest, call the number 1-608-352-6586. We actually just got a call from a listener, Sarah Bates, and she left us this message.
Jen, it's Sarah Bates. I just have to say, I'm so excited you have a feedback line. This is helping me stay connected to the podcast without having constantly be attached to my social media, which is the one thing that I'm kind of struggling with. Weaning myself off of social media has been a goal of mine this year that lines up with my phrase of be present, which is helping me guide my actions and intentions for 2018. And it's tough staying away from social media because I have a lot of great conversations outside of just the general mundane use of social media, one being the Vibrant Happy Women community. But now I feel like I can call and respond to the work you're doing on the podcast and leave a message while I'm going to pick my son up from school, which is what I'm doing right now. So I am saving this hotline number in my phone as Vibrant Happy Women, and I'll be calling in. So thank you. This is a great, great tool for those of us trying to stay connected but keep away from social media. So cheers and have a great day. Bye.
Sarah, thank you so much for leaving that message. I really, really, really respect your idea of spending less time on social media and being more present. We all need more of that. Because as we heard from episode 95 with Ellen Petrie Lance, we need to build our serotonin brains, that blissful, longer-lasting feeling of happiness, which is a little bit different than the dopamine hit we get from social media. So I admire that, Sarah. Thank you so much for leaving a message. And everyone else, do what Sarah said. I have a suggestion. Right now, get out your phone and enter a new contact called Vibrant Happy Women with this number, 608-352-6586. That way, when you're listening to an episode and you want to leave a comment, I can share it on the air. It'll be really cool. Again, that number, enter a contact in your phone for Vibrant Happy Women with the number 608-352-6586. Let's build our sense of community. Let's build the conversation and discussion around these topics. Today, I want to talk about my new secret weapon for parenting teenagers. Now, full disclosure, full vulnerability, I have struggled in this area. My own parents didn't do too hot with their teenagers, and I was stubborn and opinionated and independent. I was going to do my own thing, and then sometimes my parents would call me out on that thing, and I felt shamed and blamed, and it caused just more and more and more conflict. I felt like I wasn't good enough, even though I had all these A's, and they thought I wasn't behaving properly. I wasn't home on time. I would miss my curfew. It was just a lot of conflict. Well, true to form, as we learn in research, we tend to try to parent the way that our parents did, even if we consciously know it's not the best idea. I have a PhD in human development and family studies. I know the research. And yet, when you're in the moment, you have these unconscious reactions where you just react. You want to shame, you want to blame, you want to yell. How could you? How thoughtless? And you just start to descend and spiral down. And I hate that. It stinks. And we all hate it. Those of you with teens, if you're out there, raise your hand if you can relate. It hurts. And a friend of mine told me, if your teenager hasn't made you cry yet, you're not having the typical experience. And I can tell you, I have cried many times over things my teens have said or done. However, I recognize slowly but surely, and I think this is part of the process of learning with teenagers, that I'm contributing to the problem by trying to be a little bit too controlling or focusing on the negative. And then it starts to spiral downward, just like with my own parents. So here is the new secret weapon. Next time you need to have a conversation with your teenagers, instead of looking at it like a parent-teenager interaction, where you need to control them and get them to do the right thing because you have their best interest in mind and you just want them to turn out and, my gosh, why don't you have goals and something you're working toward? And that turns into a shame and blame game so fast. But I want to challenge you to do what my best friend Kit told me to do. Be the coach, not the parent. So we had a conversation with both of our oldest teenagers this weekend about behavior, about respect, about choices, about grades, and we went into it with a game plan. I told my husband what my best friend Kit said, that I need to be a coach. She said, Jen, you've coached me. You are a freaking amazing coach. So why not do that with your kids? And I thought, wow, why don't I do that with my kids? Teenagers have a really difficult time judging how their current actions are going to affect their long-term outcomes, how their current decisions are going to affect the goal they want to achieve. For example, one of my kids wants to be a musician and live in LA. He's a freshman now, and he's convinced he doesn't want to go to college, and he's going to be a musician. He has stuck with his piano lessons. He is taking a ton of music classes. Even music theory is on the agenda in the music department at our high school. So he's working toward the goal. But my husband and I, we both have PhDs, and we really value learning in college. That was hard for us. And so we spent some time kind of poo-pooing his goal. Well, that's the wrong approach, obviously, but in the moment, we reacted rather than thought through and supported. So the best approach now, if we want to approach this as coaches rather than parents, is to say, okay, that's your goal. What do you need to do now to get you closer to it? How can we support you? What would be the obstacles and the challenges that could get in your way? This had such a better outcome this weekend with both of our teens who we had to have a conversation with. They felt respected, they felt heard, and rather than react and judge their decisions, we had to take the role of a coach and say, okay, so how could you respond differently in this situation so you can move closer to your goal? What would happen long term if you continue to make this decision? Constantly redirecting their mind to connect current decisions with long-term outcomes. That's really the role of an effective parent for teens. So that's my challenge for you today. Instead of parenting your teens, coach them. Be an advocate. Help them decide what is the result they want and how will their current choices get them there. No shaming, no blaming, just lots of love and support and encouragement. Be the coach, not the parent. And that is my happy bit for you today. I can't wait to hear how this works for you. Please call into our hotline. Again, that number is 608-352-6586 and try this out. How does it work for you with your teens to be the coach and not the parent? Help them create a vision. What are they working toward? How can they get there? And again, let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear how this works. 608-352-6586. Thank you so much for listening today. I love you all. I admire you all. Your struggles are real. Keep pushing forward. Take care of you and be the best version of you that you can be, because as you shine, you give others permission to do the same. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.